Bonnie Demersion loves birds. Today, the Wrangell resident is wearing blue heron dangle earrings. She's been involved with the Stikine River Birding Festival for around 12 years. She says it initially attracted people from out of town to see the bald eagles congregate on the Stikine River, but then it morphed over time.
Partly, I think, because you can't always tell exactly when that's going to happen. It's hard to plan a festival when you have birds that aren't on schedule. So it kind of changes something a little broader.
Demersion is hosting two events during the festival, the first in the intro-level birding identification class. She'll also be putting on a bird walk at Muskeg Meadows Golf Course. She says the festival is targeted towards the Wrangell community itself. It helps link people with the importance of habitat and the health of bird populations.
I'm kind of excited because today I heard and saw the first sandhill cranes, and they always come right about mid-April, and they usually come in hundreds, thousands even. So they're coming from down south. There you go. And they land on the delta of the Stikine River as a stopover for them.
Sandhill cranes are one migratory bird that indicates spring in southeast Alaska. Other birds that migrate here include warblers and thrushes. Demersion says they haven't arrived yet. We'll have to wait another month for when it's a bit warmer. One of the earliest migratory birds is the ruby-crowned kinglet. Demersion says they spend their winter as far south as Mexico and migrate north to breed.
So they're here breeding through July into August, then they're gone again. So we think of them as our birds, but actually they don't spend most of their life here. They spend it down south somewhere.
Demersion says one of the challenges of birding is learning their songs. She says that she's always aware of bird sounds because sometimes birds in Wrangell are easier to hear than see.
The ruby-crowned kinglet I was telling you about, I mean, one of the things, they have a very repetitive sound. So it sounds like they're saying again and again and again and again. And once you hear it, I mean, it's so distinctive that it's one of those that you can learn easily.
They are very tiny birds, around 4 inches long, and the males have a ruby crown. Birding isn't always just about the birds. Sometimes birders witness unexpected acts of nature, like what Demersion experienced at Petroglyph Beach.
There was a blue heron that was about to come in and land on that rocky area with a marker on it, and a sea lion jumped up out of the water. Did not, but tried to grab that heron right out of the air. It's like, oh, what did I just see?
This is the first year for Claire Froelich and Matt Henson to organize the Stikine River Birding Festival. Henson, who is the Marketing and Community Development Coordinator for the City and Borough of Wrangell, says that this area of central southeast Alaska is a hub for migratory birds. The Audubon Society has an interactive map that shows where the birds are coming from.
It's almost like a funnel or a bottleneck for a lot of migratory birds.
He says this year they're not bringing in as many speakers as in previous years because they're focusing on more community involvement. But there are a lot of family-friendly community events. There will also be a bird banding event and an art exhibition from Evergreen Elementary students. Many events will be held at the Nolan Center, including a ballet. Claire Froelich, who is a park ranger with the U.S. Forest Service, says their agency just put in a MODIS tower up the Stikine River to track birds.
We've seen some really cool birds, like a blue jay, pass by the MODIS tower in Wrangell, or near Wrangell, and fly all the way almost across Canada in like a day and a half. And it's a little blue bird.
Though some migratory birds will carry on with their journey north, others might stay in the area and nest. Who knows, maybe they'll even nest in one of the birdhouses people will make during the festival. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.